Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antin. I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day sometimes, for people in the United States. March 23rd on Sunday is the end of this weekly forecast. And it is the between week, between a lunar eclipse and a coming solar eclipse, which will happen on Saturday, the 29th. We'll have our Aries solar eclipse. So we will be speaking about that next week. Next week is amazingly full. So there are going to be definitely a couple of podcasts because, you know, we have that eclipse, but we also have the gong going off as Mercury enters Aries at the end of that week. Yeah. So anyway, you know, enjoy the 17th to the 23rd because we have one thing that is noteworthy, very noteworthy, and that is the sun shifting into Aries on Thursday at 5:01 a.m. That is your equinox in the spring, indeed. And they gave that International Astrology Day. I think it's probably always the same day of the month. But it's an interesting issue, giving Aries, the first sign, the honor of being International Astrology Day. We always start the zodiac at Aries. So, Monday, St. Patrick's Day, Moon is in Scorpio. And we do have an issue with that. It is squaring Pluto, which is ruling Scorpio, in Aquarius at 10:11 a.m. This is really a time where you don't get into it with anyone for any reason. Just have a low profile, because neither of these positions is going to let go of what happened. So if you take that challenge, you know, you feel challenged and I've got to assert my control and my point of view and my power, well, you know, you'll regret it one day. I mean, it might not be the worst thing that ever happened in your life, but it's just wise to know that this is the energy. Let it go. Just, you know, let somebody else be in control. Let them think they won. They might not have won, but let them think so. However, the rest of the day is coming into a good moon aspect. It won't get there till 7:56 p.m. on Tuesday. And that is going to be the trine to Mars in Cancer. Now, if you were concerned, as many people are these days, about your security, Mars has been passionately involved in dealing with that issue. Home, family, food, clothing, shelter, that is Cancer. Mars is like, hey, I'm going to fight for this, you know. And so what we may be seeing, in not just the United States, maybe also in other parts of the world, that there's a lot of power and powerful help coming in around that idea. This is, if you want to petition somebody, that's a good time frame to do that. You've got most of Monday, except for the people who are going and celebrating. It's a good thing that it isn't the moon square Pluto while you're having your festivities in the evening. That would be really a shame for a lot of people, would get in trouble. But now you've got the moon trine coming in, trine Mars in Cancer. So then you've got the whole day Tuesday until what would be 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time to have that, a good flow coming in. And so this can be something where you can also be looking at financial circumstances, maybe making yourself a little more secure. Maybe somebody who knows a lot about it gives you some advice. If it's under this moon trine Mars, it's probably pretty good, except for the fact that Mercury is retrograde, and so is Venus. You know, and I say, you know, the big decisions that are being made, particularly we had one on Friday here in the United States, with Mercury in Aries and Venus still in Aries retrograde, those things are going to come under attack, and there will be more made of it. You know, things will be going to court, and we'll see how it all turns out. You know, this is, I don't know whether the people in power here have an astrologer or not. You know, Reagan did, you know. But they should have realized that when they were pushing a no-win choice. But here we may start seeing some of the action taking place on those issues, especially as they affect those who are in the most dire straits in terms of feeling that they have certainty in their lives now and that they're secure. After this, on Tuesday, Moon in Scorpio trine Saturn in Pisces, and that goes until 2:03 a.m. on Wednesday. So, again, more structuring, more advice, feeling more stable, except for this moon opposition Uranus and Taurus at 4:38 a.m. It's a short aspect, and most of us are sleeping on the east coast of the U.S. Across the pond, you're up, and that is not quite. It's 4 hours. They haven't changed to their summertime yet over there, but you know, it's more likely to be in conscious time if it's, you know, after 8:30 in the morning. So be aware of that. There may be some geophysical, if there isn't one every day. I'm not sure what planet I'm on anymore because, you know, there usually is one. But this may be noteworthy, and it also could have something to do with financial. This is also been a very volatile area in the stock markets, and not just here, but around the world. So there's some kind of a change and a redo of some sort. And yet, we are going to go into a very nice day after that with the harmony of the lights, in fact, with Moon in Scorpio trine the Sun in Pisces until 3:08 p.m., so here we have the instinctive feelings to be in control, to protect, to manage, is expressing it consciously with some compassion and sensitivity. It's also a highly psychic, and it gets even more so as the moon goes into trine Neptune in Pisces. And that comes in 28 minutes later, 3:28 p.m. So this is a powerful day once you get past the what happened moon in Scorpio opposition to Uranus and Taurus. You're getting it back. You're getting yourself under control and situations in a very easy way, actually, and receiving messages that you need that are actual messages of real, you know, substance, they'll come to be. So, after this, however, there's a void of course period until the moon enters Sagittarius. It's not long after, it's 4:17 p.m. And the moon aspects will be good. The sun is joining Neptune, however, at 7:25 p.m. And this is either your peak of awareness and understanding and vision and creative and spiritual, or it's your, wow, what's going on? I'm completely lost now, energy. So that's a time period to watch for the solar aspect. But the moon in Sagittarius, which is into the long distance journeys and the ideas expanding perceptions, is sextile Pluto in Aquarius until 10:59 p.m. So the road is known, and we're looking at the future, we're looking at our goals, and you know, it's a time that I would really rather get involved in after the Sun Neptune conjunction. But still, if you happen to be on a journey, it should be all right. The thing is that there's also potential toxicity. I mean, the journey itself may be okay, but a Sun Neptune in Pisces is also there. So you have to be aware of that. And also the fog, weather could be foggy and stuff. But the moon reaches the destination as it's in a sextile to Pluto in Aquarius until 10:59. And then the moon trines Venus in Aries. Of course, Venus is now retrograde. She's in her underground cycle. She's going to join the sun, in fact, and be completely under the rays at this point of time. She'll get there on Saturday. So it's the process. And so it's not as though the forward movement of Venus is what's getting the happy trine from the moon. It is the processing of what we need to look at. And if you're on Substack, I did a piece on this journey to the underground, definitely. And I also combined the lunar eclipse with this Venus passage. And there's a lot of interesting information in those. So Substack is free. Those posts are free. So you can get a lot of insight. And that insight being applied, expanding what you understand and how you feel and how you respond is what's possible. That's part of the process to your Venus nature, especially the Aries part. You know, some of this is you know, kind of normal. You know, Venus in Aries likes this and likes that, but some of it is, how do I assert myself in love? You know, how do I have my own individuality and still be in love relationship? You know, there's things to find in the basement there of the underground. And the moon is happy to help you, as it is in that trine until 1:09 a.m. So you can do a late night meditation in the United States, or you could have set some intention to have even dream energy come to you with that idea. And how do I move forward with my assets into the future? Venus in Aries. Venus is about personal finance and self-worth, and that's what I was bringing in with the eclipse energy in Virgo. It's really a time when you can make great strides in growth in these areas. Okay, so it's Thursday at 5:01 a.m., and the sun will enter Aries. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, if you've heard it before, you're going to hear it again. This is not the beginning of spring. I mean, I have seen all the flowering trees, my hyacinth, my daffodils, even my Laura Pedlum has its beautiful little pink flowers. That's a bush kind of experience in my area. It's absolutely gorgeous weather, which isn't really only the only thing, but birds this morning. I mean, I think they had a lot of news to share because there's a weather issue coming our way, but every morning now, the most beautiful bird song. What do you think they're doing? They're responding already to the fact that we've already been in spring. And this is the time when the solar cycle shifts. That's what it does. It is now coming to that full point of equal day and night in the waxing light cycle. And that is in the spring, and that's going to take us all the way up to the maximum light at the midsummer solstice, where it's going to stand still and start moving in another direction. So, you know, we're here equinoxing. And it's a different kind of an equinox than the fall equinox for the people in the northern hemisphere. At the fall equinox, we're going to go into the darkest quarter. That now we're going into the most light. And this is energy, information, activity. It's all systems go. And you want to do and have that happen because you're going to make a fruition point, just like a full moon in a sense, at the summer solstice. So for our hemisphere, it's gaining light. And, you know, the energy, literal energy, as I said, but also the information that comes in on light, much more just innately coming in to each individual. And the solar rays coming through Aries, very strong, strong energy, but it's also what? We're dealing with people out there. I mean, when I heard that the French sent a nuclear warship to Canada, I said, well, you know, I'm not hearing everything that's going on, which is always the case, right? But somebody wants to be ready in case they're attacked and invaded. And, you know, I am almost thinking sometimes that I'm dreaming this and I'm going to wake up. And it's not going to be like that anymore. What was that movie? But apparently it is. I mean, I persist in believing that we're looking at a reaction to the paradigm shift in 2020. Saturn-Pluto challenging hierarchy and patriarchy. And that we're coming to this moment. But the solar light in the sign of the warrior, in the sign of war, is something to remember so that if you're doing, you know, some sort of energy work or sending good energy into the matrix, make more of that too. Make more energy. Go into your desire to hopefully have the destiny be peace. Unless you're into it, having war, but I doubt you are if you're listening to my podcast. I just would be surprised. Moon in Sagittarius is trining retrograde Mercury in Aries, 7:56 a.m. So here's another moment where, you know, definitely challenge over some of the things that have been shifted around by this current administration and their special person, there can be some challenges starting to come in now. And we do see Moon in Sag going opposition Jupiter in Gemini until 9:01 p.m. So there's a lot of conversation. There's a lot of information. Jupiter is the judge. Sign of Sagittarius has something to do with natural law. And so let's see what's happening then. But the moon will square Saturn after this. That will come in at 2:23 p.m. on the 21st of March, Friday. So this is a long time getting there. You may not feel it until we're in the morning hours here in the East Coast of Friday. But there's an obstacle to that truth, and there's some skepticism that's keeping us from getting far. This can also be related to long-distance journeys that are being interrupted by some obstacles. One of them can be weather. But as we move on in the day, Venus retrograde, having another meetup with Pluto in Aquarius, this is a revisit. And that was a very powerful meeting, so that that person may come back to discuss more things. It could be about group situations. It can be about future. And is anything that you had spoken about, or even if it's not a personal, but it was an authority that you were dealing with, something else comes up around that, possibly at this time frame. The moon is now going square Neptune in Pisces, and that's the last time that Moon and Sag will square Neptune for a few months ahead until Neptune retrogrades in Aries. So this is, again, long-distance journeys, difficulty with even, you know, the way, you know, did you really put that in, right, that address, you know, in your GPS? But also weather, and also, you know, infectious and toxic energies around the situations. So 2:53 a.m. Saturday the 22nd is when that takes place. And then we have the day of challenge when Moon enters Capricorn at 3:29 a.m. Saturday the 22nd, it's going to square the Sun in Aries, 7:29 a.m. That, of course, brings us to the fourth quarter, which is what's going to take us towards the new moon that this time is a partial solar eclipse in Aries. But it's also a time when relationship energies are not flowing easily. The fourth quarter is when you're looking at everything, everything, and saying, oh, how is this in my life? This isn't what I want. This isn't what I need. You're going to start having some of that energy from the lunar eclipse, you know, with relationships to people, places, and things. So this is exactly right for the fourth quarter. Authenticity is its middle name. And this is when you're going to want to clear some karma. And karma doesn't have to be cleared with other people in, you know, person or in any gesture. It has to be cleared within the self, because the karma is the mistake. What mistake have I made? Seeing the mistake and understanding it, and not blaming the self or this or that, but just, you know, okay, wow, I got it. Thank you. I don't think I'll be doing that again. You know, that is a clearing of karma. Also paying your debts, whatever they may be, and taking a look at that. But both Capricorn and Aries are leaders. You've got your authority in the outer world as Capricorn, but you've got your, I'm the head here, literally, ruling the head. For Aries, and the Sun is a little stronger than the Moon in light, right? And the Moon is a little bit at a disadvantage when it's in Capricorn, because it's sort of trying to stay with old traditional, you know, and the Moon in Aries has energy to change things and make things new. Well, you have it. You'll see it if you're looking. It'll be in there Saturday, 22nd of March at 7:29 a.m. exact. And then the moon goes on to square Venus retrograde in Aries, 9:10 a.m., square Mercury retrograde in Aries, 3:13 p.m. So here again, we're going back to it. We're looking at it. The moon is not getting enough respect, let's say, from either of these planets in Aries. They will argue with it. Moon in Capricorn isn't really fond of that. But there it is. So you may be going back over again, back over things that have already taken place, things that are already said. So 3:13 p.m. Now, the moon is actually not going to get a break, but it won't be until 7:23 p.m. on Sunday when it takes the opposition to Mars in Cancer. 7:23 p.m. And that's going to be very difficult for the feeling space of Mars. Because if you have been appealing to a female authority, particularly with the moon, it's a no. Okay, it's like a not a yes, it's a no. If you've had a good lawyer and the sun in Aries is sextile Pluto in Aquarius until 3:32 p.m., you may be getting somewhere. But, the other thing that happened at 9:07 p.m. on Saturday was Venus conjunct the sun. So now the Venus nature is overwhelmed by the solar energy. All right, so this is a good time to see where you feel overwhelmed in your own value, your own feelings of self-worth. Because a lot of things we do come from that. You know, enough self-love, enough self-confidence. If we don't have it, we act a certain way, and then we regret, or we are overpowered, or whatever. So this is the moment in the Venus cycle to be looking and understanding. That comes in at 9:07 p.m., so in the evening, again, if you're working with this journey, you could do something, cards, ceremony, something that will help you understand this moment, because you'll be stronger if you see it. And again, you know, once we see something, and this is in that third quarter of what do I need to in the fourth quarter of what I need to see karmically and make myself more authentic to who I truly am. So here you are at 7 p.m. Utilize the energy to help that self-growth process. So now in the fourth quarter, we move also into Capricorn Moon's sextile to Saturn and Pisces until 11:41 p.m. After the conflict, this will be a really difficult time if you're having to deal with something and you're very concerned about your home or your family or whatever. You're not in a good shape here with Moon in Capricorn until 7:23 p.m. But now the Moon is going to have some feelings of compassion. And that's what we'll see in the sextile to Saturn and Pisces, 11:41 p.m. As we go into Monday, the moon is heading for a change in a good, easy flow. A moon trine, Uranus and Taurus, will complete at 1:18 a.m. on Monday, the 24th. And then we're going into it. Into the week. So much is happening, really. I mean, what we're going to have are retrograde of Venus going back in her retrograde cycle to Pisces. Okay, that's one thing. Then we're going to have the solar eclipse at 9 degrees Aries, which was the degree of the retrograde for Mercury and very close to the degree of the retrograde for Venus. There are no coincidences. This is part of that. Okay, these things retrograded. Here comes your solar eclipse. And what's that? That's the outpicturing in the world. That's why we want to do the work now so that what we're changing is more of a conscious, desired change. Like, I see why I have to make this change. I see why this is happening, instead of being the victim of change in the world. Okay, this is where the solar eclipse is. And then we're also going to have Mercury retrograding back to Pisces. And then, on Sunday, 8 a.m., Neptune enters Aries. So we'll have a lot to look at, or as they like to say now, unpack. I don't know how long they'll keep that one, but right now it seems to be very popular. We'll be unpacking a lot in the week beginning the 24th of March. All right, well, best wishes, as always, for your journey through the week. And I will say goodbye for now.